Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. As always, my pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to introduce you, to reintroduce you, I should say, to a good friend, our good buddy Tom Markle, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the founder and the CEO of Virtual Capital Corporation and iBank.com, a great resource for help small business owners get their capital. The guy has been he's been an innovator in the financial industry for a long time, and now I'm glad to say he's helping small business owners. He's our good friend Tom Markle. Welcome back.
Hi, Jim. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you back as always. Hey, Tom. One of the things you've been doing a lot recently is talking to various audiences, especially at universities, about a team based management system rather than the top-down pyramid structure. Talk to us about
it. Yeah, Jim, when Steve Jobs died, they talked about 32 team leaders getting together and meeting each day from, I guess it was 9 to 11. And each one of these team leaders, although there's formal titles at the public level, they were looked at as team leaders, much like a football game has an offensive team coordinator and a defensive team coordinator and a kicking team coordinator. So about a year ago, we decided to go from these CEO and CFO and COO and CMO structures and create team leadership inside our company. And I have to tell you, it is now a company I really, really enjoy managing. We're seeing this team approach. I'm the oldest living employee in the company, as you know. And most of our people are under 35, and they really like this approach. They've come together in a kind of a holistic and collaborative way. Each team leader sees himself as a coach now, and not kind of a title. And they see themselves as mentor coaches for their teams. And the amount of energy in our organization has just increased. I can't even.
But how are you organizing all that? Sounds a little bit like a kibbutz over there or something, or a commune, Tom. Who's in charge of that mess over there?
We decided not to have any clothing either at the company.
So, but seriously, who's in charge?
Well, it's I'm the team owner, just like you would just like you would a football team. And,
yeah.
And as the team owner, talk about each day. One of the things we did in our company is I convinced Ken Blanchard, who's got this $10,000 business leadership. You know, he wrote the 1 Minute Manager.
Oh yeah, Ken's a friend of ours. He's a member of our Brain Trust.
Has he? Well, yep. He's down here in San Diego, and so I approached him a little over a year ago, and I said, you've got this $10,000 corporate executive training plan, and you know, it comes with the first of all, know yourself, and it's your wind, rain, or fire.
Mm-hmm.
And then how do you know your employees? So each one of our people took the test. And second phase of it is creating SMART business objectives, SMART, you know, all capitalized, you know, strategic, measurable, accountable. And anyway, so we all took this. And part of this whole process is this team concept using kind of this model he's created. And then part of it was kind of my own thinking about how each we have these SMART business objectives we meet at each week. And then the teams go off and the team leader is obviously responsible for numbers and production and running the business.
Mm-hmm.
But this conflict resolution now in our company and I think you measure an organization by how you manage conflict. I mean, other than the fact that you have to manage it by financials and so on, but Every human conflict is inevitable. And with human conflict comes, I didn't like that direction, or I don't like that mm-hmm. decision, or in our old organization, it was, that wasn't my fault, that was their fault. And mm-hmm. they pushed up against the wall. No, I don't blame me for that, blame him for that. And And this whole kind of defensive atmosphere and blaming somebody else, and you know, that comes from the top down, pushing people so, you know.
Are you saying the team system has less politics than the pyramid system?
It does. It's amazing how it does. And the responsibility for conflict says, all right, well, my team was part of that responsibility. I see that your team was part of that responsibility. Together we can figure out how to make that work, you know, better the next time.
Mm-hmm.
And
hold on to that thought, Tom. I want to come back and explore this some more, because I'm going to ask you, how do you prevent the teams from becoming silos? That's another thing that you got to think about. Give us the website, Tom, please.
And Tom, it's www.ibank.com.
ibank.com. Check it out, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame. Tom Markle is our guest. It's 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.